On the Clezzy, Matt and Kimber catch up, Matt channels his inner Kiss for Matt's Hits From Your Hood, Wannaroo.
And we ask, when did you last see something and think, look at the size of that?
Oh, if only. Oh, and the one and only Peter Garrett.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber know what's cool. A house that's fitted with a Panasonic energy efficient premium inverter from Ford and Doonan Air Conditioning.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
We do it for our buddies at Ford and Doonan on this Friday morning in Perth. You could say Black Friday, but it's beautiful out there. It's going to be 32 degrees.
Ford and Doonan day.
That's right. And speaking of singing, we could sing or at least whistle the theme to the old TV show here in Australia called Skippy.
Oh, yes.
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. I won't put you through that this morning, but I will say that that is the biggest Skippy I've ever seen on the front of the paper this morning, with an even better muscle shot of a giant kangaroo on page 3 of the West.
Oh, it is an extraordinary photograph.
It looks like he's been doing some roids and he's working out, you know, Charles Atlas style in the gym.
And the fact that he's coming, I didn't know that kangaroos went in the water like that. He's coming out of the, he looks like, you know, the footballers, how they have their recovery session in the beach. That's what he looks like.
He looks like Hugh Jackman when he's training for a movie and they always take the obligatory photo of him Bondi coming out of the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's just done a bit of extra work for a new Wolverine movie. But that is incredible. So this photo was taken down at a property in Margaret River, and Jackson Vincent said, this is just, I mean, it is mind-blowing when you think about it, to see this on your property.
I mean, what are these kangaroos doing? They're just hanging out in their spare time and they've realised they've got nothing to do. Let's just do some push-ups and some chin-ups and things.
Well, according to Jackson, the roo was about 6 feet 5 inches tall and weighing at least 100 kg.
That is a footballer right
that
there.
That is a big, big animal. And he was really worried that the roo might kill his dog because, of course, they can be incredibly dangerous.
If you've ever seen them boxing,
they're
having a box on, and I take that's about territory and about mating and the rest of it, they're a scary sight.
Well, I think it's unexpected. You don't expect a kangaroo to be that big. But I'm sort of like that even with dogs. You know, I only have a small dog. I have a little fluffy dog. And so sometimes I see dogs at the park and I go, that thing looks like a horse.
Yes.
That's the biggest dog. Like, they're just enormous.
Yes.
Oh, is it going Kareen or Dun Craig I've seen down the park? And everyone who sees him stops to take a photo of this giant dog. Because when it stands up on the park bench, this thing's like 7 foot tall. Don't ask me what breed. I'm not a dog guy. But it is quite freaky when you see a dog that huge and you wonder what they eat.
Sometimes you see something like that, you can't not take a photo of it.
Of course.
Because you're thinking, well, and of course, then we've got this fish. 38 kilogram groper that these boys caught off Durian Bay.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that looks like the size of a person.
Yeah.
This giant fish. I mean, are things getting bigger?
It's a bulgiest pair of eyes I've seen for a long time.
Yeah, apparently the poor thing, they live very, very deep. And as they come up, the change of water pressure makes their poor old eyes pop, which is why the boys didn't put the fish back and they were getting, you know, many, many kilograms of beautiful groper fillets, I think.
That's incredible.
Maybe I'm just easily sort of surprised. I mean, I can look at a really big burrito at a Mexican joint and go, look at the size of that.
Yes.
Like some burritos are a kilo. You know what I mean? Like maybe everything's just getting bigger.
As we get older, everything's getting, we can't hear things and they're getting bigger.
Yeah. I must admit, sometimes I'm at live sport, especially, you know, you're at the footy or the Hopman Cup and you see the size of the calves or thighs on sports people. Who were doing so much running and so much squat work in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I won't name too many names, but I have seen at a derby, I've saw Shannon Hearn's legs up close, the Eagles captain.
Yeah.
I've gone, oh my God, how much work has that guy put into those legs over the years?
Yeah.
And some of it just comes naturally as well.
It's not easy to describe these things though, because you're just trusting someone to be able to go, I tell you, it was this
big.
Yeah, I've said that a few times.
You know, if you have seen something and you have thought, look at the size of that, give us a call and tell us what it is.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Steve's in Armidale. Steve, what made you go, look at the size of that?
I was getting some petrol and there was a VW bug sitting in front of me.
Mm.
And while I was filling out the petrol, it moved by itself. It groaned. And I couldn't see what was inside this. I walked past it after filling up my car and this massive head pops out of the side of the window.
Yeah.
And it had to be at least 500 mil size head, and it was a Saint Bernard.
Oh,
so the thing had to be huge.
They're big dogs, yeah.
The car was on. It was the front nose of the car was poking upwards. How heavy and how big this dog had to be.
Imagine having to feed it, Steve. You each had a house and home and car.
I was amazed they even got the dog in the back of the car. That was what blew me away.
That's awesome. I suppose it's probably got used to it. That dog probably has full reign of the couch too.
Oh, I think probably the house.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Take up the entire
Thanks,
floor.
Steve.
I don't know if you've ever seen St. Bernards, but they're known for their dribbly jowls as well. Can you imagine that thing coming towards you?
Oh, it's like a torrent.
Yeah.
Izzy's in Subiaco. Izzy, what did you see and think? Look at the size of that.
Well, I've actually just moved here from New Zealand, and the first time I saw an ant over here, I couldn't believe the size of them compared to the ants in New Zealand.
An ant?
Ants.
They're huge. Honestly, they're probably about five times the size of our ants back home.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Especially if you see those bull ants in the hills, or the inch ants, they call them. They're not quite an inch, but they're pretty big.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Well,
we make up for it with the size of your bumblebees over there. Those things are massive.
Yeah.
Well, Izzy's just become an honorary Australian because she said that we've got something better than New Zealand.
You don't want them in your socks, Izzy. Thanks for calling that.
Oh, no.
Marie's in Marangaroo. Marie, what did you see and think? Look at the size of that.
Oh, my God, Kimber. Look, short story.
Yeah.
I'm a topless bather, so I was sitting on the beach one day with a friend of mine, a female friend.
Mm. Sure.
And there was this nice-looking, well-built guy walking down the beach.
Yeah.
And he had track pants on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we looked at each other, my girlfriend and I, and went, he's not wearing anything under that. And he was quite a distance away.
Sure.
Anyway, he got a lot closer, and we were, like, sort of thinking, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, he came up next to us and said, do you mind if I sit down? No worries at all. Anyway, so he sat down next to us. Anyway, he said, I might go for a swim.
Yeah.
And we went, yeah, no worries. And he goes, I'll have to take my trackies off. And we just looked at each other and went, yeah, no worries. And, oh, my God. He went in for a swim.
Yep.
And he got out. And the first thing I thought to myself was, no shrinkage.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, my God. There. And he just sat down next to us and we just chatted for ages. He was a really, really nice person, but... yeah, had a few issues.
No, I remember that day, Marie. I really liked both of you.
I thought he looked familiar.
We call him Baby's Arm.
Oh, I love it. Oh, thanks, Marie. Have a great weekend.
Oh, my pleasure. You too, guys. See ya.
Oh, Marie's still getting over that. See the moisture in her eyes.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Is it time?
It is time.
It is time to go there. It's time for Kimber to sneeze because she's excited about this.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfun, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Oh, I had a lot of fun doing this one. A lot of fun. Well, I love them all, but the clip is already up on at mix.com.au. And Dan's done a fantastic job with the clip and, of course, Padgy in the studio.
And importantly, did you learn anything about Wanneroo?
Oh, yeah. You know, I went up to the markets.
Yes.
They've got this fantastic retro gaming shop up there. I met the guys, had a photo up there. They've got those stand-up arcade games and
brilliant.
PlayStation 2 for $35. And, I love a market anyway.
Very cool.
But Wanneroo's, great.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Matt's Hits from Your Hood on Mix 94.5. Let's go.
Something I must do, give you a good life up here in Wanneroo. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna lay it at your feet. All of the random crap I bought at the swap meet. I was made for Wanneroo, baby. Wanneroo was made for me. Sit trackside at Bothergallow Raceway. The markets are the place to be. Head north. Jump aboard the 389. You better bring a book. That bus takes quite some time. What's that smell? That's the local chicken farm. And although it smells of poo, it will do you no harm.
That was Stanley.
I can't see
that high. Talking E now.
He's aced it.
Please tell me that was you doing the Ace Frehley guitar solo.
Yes.
Say yes, say yes, say yes.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Turns out you can sing that high.
Well, sort of. No, very tight jeans.
You've seen Kiss in the last few years. Paul can't quite get up there either, Paul Stanley.
I'm sure he can't.
Does it really matter?
Excellent research. You realise you've got to catch the 389 to get out there.
Oh, yeah. Big Trans Perth person.
Oh, yeah. He does his journey planner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess, are we going to spin the wheel when we come back or...
I think we should do it now. Yeah, and then we can go to news.
The Suburban Wheel. Let's find out where the next
Matt's
Hits Reel song is going to come from.
Where are we going? It's spinning, it's spinning. As soon as it slows, I can tell you a few. It's gone past Allenbrook. It's gone past Arch. Past Waikiki. Where is it? Where is it?
Vic Park.
Vic Park.
All right.
Nice.
Just over the causeway in Victoria Park.
Good on you, Johnny.
Vic Park it is.
All right.
There's a lovely Japanese restaurant out there. Couldn't tell you the name of it. I just know where it is.
Yes.
Love
so
going
much.
There.
I've been to The Prophet. That's a great restaurant too.
Yes.
Best, all right. Probably the best pizza maker in the world is out there as well. There's really? So much going on.
All right. Look out, Vic Park. I'm on my way.
Okay, right. Beautiful. Matt's Hits from your hood on Mix 94.5.
Claire's Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Imagine doing 10 years in federal politics and then being, well, going from question time back to rock out time. Because that's what their next guest, Peter Garrett's done. How
cool
is that?
Sounds more fun.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Look, I'll tell you what, Midnight Oil, the Great Circle Tour will be here later in the month on the 28th at Perth Arena and, of course, the One for the Oceans gig the following night at the Frio Arts Centre. And it's great to have him back. We're excited. Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil.
We're looking forward to it as well, guys. I can't tell you. We're keen as.
Just flicking through the latest Rolling Stone, which landed in my letterbox the other day, mate, and Rob Hurst saying how the quote in there that he never actually said yes to this tour. He just must have just stopped saying no at some stage. Was it similar for all of you?
I think it really came about, in other words, deciding whether this was going to work or not and whether it would have juice and be real when we got in a room and started playing together. I mean, that's really the bottom line in all of this. When you've been in a band for as long as we had, playing together and then going off and doing other things, you know, you really don't know till you get in there whether something's going to take off or not, but thankfully it did.
Pete, can't wait to see you guys on the 28th here in Perth. I noticed you're also doing a gig called One for the Oceans. It really struck a chord with me. I've just come back from Cairns and Port Douglas and had a bit of a dive out on the reef and seen some bleaching events. Thank you for doing something about it, but this is a serious issue and I hope we have an answer for it someday.
Well, you know, we're really looking forward to playing the big show in Perth, but we thought we had a night kind of free on the way down to Tassie and we thought, you know, West Australia's got a big coast as well. Mm. In fact, Australia has got one of the greatest coastlines in the world. And yet, as you say, we've got serious problems happening with the degradation of our coral reefs. They are the spawning grounds for fish species worldwide, but particularly the GBR and on your side, Nicolau, and many others.
Yeah.
We just sort of thought, where are we going to draw the line here? We're going to say enough is enough. Raise some bucks, raise the awareness, and draw that line in the sand and say, we've got to look after these places.
Too right.
Mm, well, the natural beauty of the Fremantle Arts Centre, where you have this one-off gig, is going to be pretty magical. It's a gorgeous place to play. The tour itself, I mean, it's been a while since you guys toured, so how many rehearsals does it take a huge successful band like Midnight Oil beforehand?
Kim, I think there's two ways you can do it when you're a band like the Oils. You can come back out and you can say, look, these are the songs that we became well known for. These are the songs that we know that people want to hear. Let us tighten down this show and the set list kind of is laminated.
Mm.
Or you can say, let's have a really deep look at what we've done over the years. Are we proud of our work, including stuff that people don't know as well? Do we want to keep ourselves and our audiences literally on edge every night? Are we going to really have a crack at everything that we've done? And we decided on the latter path. We spent about maybe a month and a half, which is more time than I've ever spent rehearsing anyway, just running down every song. So eventually we've got about 170 songs under our belt.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And so far we've played about a bit over 100 of them as we've gone around. You know, the tour sold out incredibly in most places. And you're not just seeing us go through the motions. And I also think it's partly because over the years we've built up a connection with people that they know is real. And it's not due to other things. It's just us, just due to coming along to a show and being with us.
Hey, Pete, have you had moments on stage where you're up there mid-song and you've thought, this is surreal? Didn't think I'd be up here again.
I have had a few of those, actually. When we got to Brazil, and I thought to myself, you know, I thought when I came out of politics that I'd end up, you know, I mean, I thought I'd do a bit of music, but I wasn't sure what it would be. And I thought I would end up working on environment issues and, you know, the stuff that I've always had a lot of heart for. And it's been incredible because it's almost like discovering I'm having another adolescence and early childhood, you know. Yes.
And at this gig at Fremantle Arts Centre on the 29th, mate, the album, that iconic album, 10 through 1, all the way through.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've got a bit of a tradition in the Oils that if we're playing on your birthday, then you get a chance to call a set or say, I'd like to play a certain song, even if it's a cover or something like that.
Sure.
And we were in Chicago, and it was Jimmy Magini's birthday. And so, of course, I said to him when I was doing the set, you know, what do you want to do tonight, Jimmy? He said, why don't we do 10 to 1? So I thought, yeah, all right, why not? Let's have a crack at it top to bottom. And actually very satisfying exercise because you discover, you know, some albums inevitably, particularly in the days of albums, hold together better than others. And this one holds together pretty tight. And it's got that whole thing of us exploring the studio. It's got some big songs on it. So, yeah, we'll probably play some other things as well. But I think we might take off. We might just start it outside world and see where we end up.
Beautiful. Hanging out for a read about it, my friend. We're very excited here, bud. And Tanya Plibersek, we just chatted to, sends her love. You'll see her face in the crowd at a couple of gigs very soon.
Oh, you know, she's a good mate, Tanya, so I look forward to that.
Thanks, buddy. Look forward to seeing you over here. All the best.
Thanks, guys. See you. All the
Peter.
Best.
Peter Garrett from the one and only Midnight Oil here, and one of those gigs. Saturday night, of course, is the big one, which is at Perth Arena, but the following night's going to be a beauty, one for the oceans.
Really looking forward to this gig.
Yeah, Frio Arts Centre, great venue. Presented, of course, locally by Fremantle Festival, Mix 94.5 in the West Australian. The pre-sale starting Monday, October 16 at 10 a.m. That finishing the following day, and the general public tickets on Wednesday, the 18th of October from 10 a.m. if you want to check out the Oils. And you'll find out more at mix.com.au.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I have to change my password. A bit of a pain you have to do all the time, but it said that I needed to choose a password with 8 characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I chose Snow White and 7 Dwarfs.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Clancy, Matt and Kimber are only a click of a button away. Just like keeping your whole house cool in summer with Panasonic and Ford and Dunan air conditioning.